Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. Today we're going to be doing kind of a monthly flow of energy, calling in some different angels we're going to be working with, some tarot readings. So let's just, for this, let's go ahead and clear our energy today. And it's always good to kind of clear our energy and align things. So we're just going to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath, breathing in and out. And expanding into that wisdom of the sacred heart. Connecting to the temple of the great central sun angels, which is my tribal light that I work with. Calling into each of your tribes and councils of light, supporting you. If you're listening to this podcast today. Opening up a quantum prayer field between us on the inner levels. And we're going to connect to source energy like a portal of light about 300 feet above our head and commanding down that cosmic force of pure love and light streaming all the way through your crystalline core, nervous system chakras, spinal column, sending it all the way through the bottoms of your feet into the heart of the earth, finding a place that feels really positive, balanced, synchronistic, supportive for you in the heart of the earth, and then drawing that energy back up through the bottoms of your feet, knees, hips, all the way up into your heart. And expanding around you like a great central sun of light. And then we're going to send our energy all the way out around the earth itself as a living blessing to all of life. That pure love and light, and then opening up the circuitry for love or above energy coming back. Blessing you in your highest vibrational resonance, downloading you with the perfect frequencies as we move through this podcast. That's serving your highest and best good, your soul blueprint. We're going to ask our soul, higher self, I am presence, tribes, councils of light to guide us. And we're going to clear the energy with the violet transmuting flame of perfection. Just allowing that energy to open, clear, align on our behalf. And calling into our energy today, overlighting what we may be talking about or doing is the Archangel Raphael, the angel of divine healing. So we're going to go ahead and call in Archangel Raphael, divine healing. I just want you to begin to notice the presence of that angel when it comes in. So again, as we just call in Raphael and the angels of healing to come in and around each of us, particularly today, helping our nervous system, unravel and balance out, feeling any overload, overwhelm, hypersensitivities, anxiousness, depression, anything that you might be feeling. We just want to strengthen the nervous system, really bring strength to that nervous system, supporting it. We also want to cause our nervous systems to begin unraveling. So around the nervous system, there's a myelin sheath. And a lot of times, depending on your stress levels or things that you might be doing, eating, not eating, that myelin sheath can actually sort of be broken down. And when it gets really, really sensitive, it also kind of indicates sometimes that the immune system, your light body, your energy fields can also be kind of on a weakened level, right? So if you strengthen your immune system or you strengthen your light body or you strengthen the myelin sheath around your nervous system, they all kind of work really nicely together. And any one of them will kind of benefit the other in a sense. And for people who are high empaths, which is a lot of the people I assume that would be drawn to this particular podcast, that energy is for our nervous system. When you're a high empath, is what we use a lot of, is our nervous system. The nervous system, if you think about it, is like a super highway where information coming from, let's say above, from spirit, downloads of energy, that could be star transmissions, galactic downloads, cosmic downloads, transmissions of light. That all comes down, streams through our chakra, but it has to go through your nervous system. So if you're doing a workshop or a quest, or you're very sensitive to downloads of energy that come in, solar flares and shifts in the moon, things like that, sometimes your nervous system can get really overloaded just even from energy coming in that way. But what the nervous system also does is it picks up energy from the chakras. So if you're emotionally empathing the people or the environments around you, including the collective consciousness, that can also have an effect on your nervous system. And kind of play that out. You know, and sometimes that will show up as like a stomach bloat or a headache or you know, any kind of little ache or pain or brain fog, that kind of thing. So we want to be able to kind of strengthen that. So with Archangel Raphael, the angel of divine healing, that particular archangel governs the second chakra, which is in the navel area. And right around the navel, the belly button area, and it is aligned to the green flame of divine healing. So that's the particular ray of light, the ray of creation that goes through that chakra that particular archangel governs. The ascended master for that chakra is the ascended master Hilarion, H-I-L-A-R-I-O-N, Hilarion. And also working with Hilarion is Pallas Athena. So that's the female counterpart of Hilarion, Pallas Athena, dealing with truth. The other cool thing about this particular chakra, which actually helps to support our immune system, our nervous system, and our well-being, is being congruent within yourself. So the second chakra really deals with your sacral power, your ability to really trust the sacral power, your body's wisdom. If something feels good or it doesn't feel good, you're really going to trust that and sink down into that energy. So the sacral power in the second chakra is really powerful at making decisions and knowing that you feel really congruent within yourself, that your yes is 100% yes, your no is 100% no. That's in a sense sort of being congruent with yourself, that all parts of you, your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual being, all feel good. And if you don't feel good about something, sometimes it's best just to sort of give it some time. Sit back if you can, let it work itself out till you do get your 100%. A lot of times I feel like we make decisions based on, particularly as an empath, to what other people may want or need from us. And that will kind of offset our energy if we sort of act in ways that other people might have their own agenda or conditional experience with us. And then we, you know, go along that route, that will be something that your energy field, your body, your light force sometimes kind of pays for in the end. So this is good to be really congruent with yourself, really in that higher alignment of energy. So just breathing in and out. Again, we're just calling in Archangel Raphael, the Ascended Master Hilarion, Pallas Athena, and then the Elohim of healing. So it's calling forth the Elohim of healing. So with each of our chakras, we have an Elohim angel that brings that ray of creation into us, an ascended master that helps us to learn the mastery of each chakra, and then an archangel that helps us with the feeling tone and the soul attributes of that particular chakra. So today, the one volunteering to come forth is the second chakra archangel, Raphael. And any place where I feel like the month of April was a really big month for a lot of people, you know, whether it was life transitions of things, whether it was just an immense amount of fear that came up in the collective, fear of the unknown, I'd imagine most of all. But at the beginning of the month, we had all these solar rays coming in, solar flares. And when those solar flares came in, they can not only be sort of hard on the body, it's just a lot of light coming at you at once, but it will start detoxing anything in your energy field that needs to be brought forth and released. So for the whole month of April, there was a lot of people I know that I was talking to getting calls from that just didn't want to be on the planet anymore, or just having a really hard time, or things just, you know, different deaths and transitions, all kinds of stuff. So as we kind of enter into May, it feels like it's going to be kind of a softer, more gentler month. And some of that light that came in at such full force, and the galactic angels and the galactic transmissions that came with those solar flares, are starting to integrate now into a softer, more gentler flow. And hopefully you're going to start to see some of the benefit of what did sort of get triggered or come up and downloaded in April. So to help with that transition between April and May, we've got Archangel Raphael really helping to support our nervous system, our immune system, and our light body, kind of regenerate. So as we go through this podcast, just know that that particular angel, Archangel Raphael, and the Ascended Master Hilarion and Pallas Athena are right there with us and helping to support that cause. So let's go ahead and call in just so you can feel the difference here. So we got Archangel Raphael and the angels of divine healing. I'm going to send forth those angels to each of us. Angels of healing, please heal. Angels of healing, please heal. Angels of healing, please heal. Just opening up to allow for a healing energy session as we move through this podcast. Second, I want you to bring in, we're going to call into the Ascended Master Hilarion. Really beautiful being, connects a lot with the nature kingdom. Hilarion deals a lot with the earth sciences. Sciences in general, but particularly the earth sciences, universal sciences, bringing into that sacred geometry of the earth and the frequencies of the earth, allowing that energy to be present with you. So feeling Hilarion's energy, and then we're going to call into Pallas Athena, carrying that divine feminine presence. So Pallas Athena coming in, supporting you, bringing forth a higher truth, being congruent within yourself and your life choices, allowing that higher truth to open up and your sacral power to open up, to relax. And then we're going to call into the miracle mantle of the mighty Elohim of healing, creativity. Just allowing those beings to enfold you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back and move into the card reading. So stay tuned.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem, has been left out. You, we created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Gain clarity on what is currently happening in your life. Reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you are most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clarity.com.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrian, and I am Adrian. So thanks for listening to the show today on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's get into this and see what kind of readings we have. So I'm going to work with three different sets of cards here. So we've got the Voyager cards and an angel card, and we're going to go through three different readings here. So reading number one, reading number two, reading number three. You may want to tune in and just sort of notice which reading kind of intuitively feels best in your energy field. Is it reading number one? Just sort of tuning in, practicing with your intuition. Reading number two, reading number three. Each one will be different. And it might even be that there's an evolution that you can pick up a little bit from all three of these readings as well. So let's see what we got going on here. Okay, so for this first reading, we have got a series of cards. They're all kind of similar in their own way here. So the first one is looking at our energy in the negativity, five of crystals. And five of us is a card of transformation, change that's going to go on. Sometimes it can be a card where things get a little bit more, a little bit of distortion will come in, you know, with a five card as you're going through change and things are a little bit uncomfortable, can bring up some negativity and things like that. So right now, this card is going to help us to start letting go of your negative thinking, ways that you may be thinking, sort of like that glass is half full versus the glass is half empty versus half full. And start moving into considering, what if I live in a friendly universe? You know, just sort of try that on for a moment, that I know I live in a friendly universe. I'm always open to love or above energy. This card, I feel like, also has a lot to do about not judging yourself, like looking at places where you may be self kind of judging about things that you do, think, feel about yourself. Oftentimes, whatever we're judging about ourselves will then project onto another person. So it may look like you're judging of other people, but underneath it, I would encourage you to look at where you may be judging yourself harshly about something that is no longer really serving you. So we're looking at negative thought forms and just belief systems and thought forms that maybe you've outgrown, particularly with this huge influx of life that sort of came in, a light that came in this past month. It will be challenging a lot of the ways we think and causing an upgrade, but that means that anything that you think of a lower caliber, a lower vibration, is ready to be released, let go of, and releasing that. So just breathing in for a moment and just observe your mind, just be more the observer and thinking about yourself. So put your attention on your actual self and what you think about yourself, your mental thoughts about yourself. And just sitting in the quietude of that for a moment and just noticing what thoughts immediately come in. And there may be one thought that's a little bit louder than the others. Like you may have three, four, five show up. I want you to notice the thought form that's most loud in your head about yourself. It could be positive, negative, neutral. It doesn't really matter, but just notice what it is. Breathing in and breathing out. And now I want you to drop down and notice the feeling tone of that thought you have about yourself. If it feels good, if it doesn't feel good, feels neutral. Just try to notice a feeling tone. And you want to drop that feeling tone all the way into your belly, all the way down into the navel area, just breathing in. Letting it unravel. There may be some memories, anything else that kind of comes up for you around that. So, yeah, just letting that clear through. Again, we're going to call into Archangel Raphael to help clear out any belief systems that you may have about yourself, particularly belief systems that you may have be absorbing, empathing, adopting from somebody else. Like for instance, my thought form that comes up when I go through like a few of them, the one that sticks out the most is I don't matter. One of the things I notice I say a lot throughout the day is I don't care. I don't care. Well, that's really not the best thing usually to say as an affirmation of life is I don't care. But what it does is it buffers. Let's say I might use that when I get in over my head or I start to have emotional stuff come up. I don't care is my way of emotionally buffering. Perhaps the fact that I don't feel like my feelings or what I think matter, right? And then when I tune in to breathe into my belly, it unravels. Going back to a relationship more so with my mom, it feels like that might have actually been how she felt growing up on some level. And I might have just simply adopted it and it become a coping mechanism in my life if I feel emotionally stressful about something. So if I turn it around and start saying, I do care, but noticing that I do matter, what I notice is all of a sudden my feelings matter, right? Breathe into those feelings. I start noticing. So whatever it is that came up for you, try to actually look at what would be the opposite of that for you. Like if I don't matter, actually I do matter. Notice the feelings that start to come up when you choose that other energy. And it feels like there's quite a lot of freedom in that. But one of the things we're doing right now is we're shifting out an outdated belief system. So that was my example, but just think of it in terms of your own energy field for a moment. Now, moving to the next card is kind of in a similar vein, is the Ten of Crystals, and this is delusion. So as we start to confront and face any of our more negative thought forms, in this case, particularly about ourselves, right? You might think it outside of yourself about others, but try to keep it more about yourself. The next thing you're going to find is where your own delusion is, where it is that your mind has kind of put you in your own sort of spider web trap in a sense, and you haven't been able to see the higher truth of something. Delusion is a card, as a 10 card, it's kind of moving you through the mental body, the path of the mental body. The 10 is kind of more at the end of that journey. And this is where you're starting to see through your own delusions, your own delusions about life, particularly your delusions about yourself. And if you can see in the card, there's like a light at the end of the tunnel in a sense. So what's happening here is you're starting to move through some of those, the negativity, some of the negative thoughts about yourself. You're having more consciousness, more conscious awareness, and you're opening up now to start to see the higher truth of the higher light of what's going on. Again, one of the beings that's really good with dealing with truth, if you're seeking truth, is going to be Pallas Athena. She's really good at the energy of divine truth. So calling into the higher truth of your life, the higher truth of really who you really are, like on an energetic level, being able to really sense into the true nature of who you are, your quintessential self, your I am presence. So opening up to that energy of your own I am presence, sitting with that energy of your I am presence, your soul, your higher self, any one of those will work, and just sort of connect into that energy. And as you're connecting into it, just opening your heart, relaxing into seeing kind of a glimpse, seeing the truth about yourself. Maybe it's that you're deeply loving. Maybe that you have a lot of compassion. It may be that you are a visionary, that you see the higher vision in something. There also is personal experiences when I tune into our group energy in the quantum prayer field today, of whoever may be listening, is that you may be noticing where it is that you've taken on energy from other people and you're ready to kind of let go of that too. So there might be life experiences, not only your own delusion about yourself, but also life experiences that you are now starting to gain the clarity of. So in other words, you're pulling yourself out of these negative thought forms that are blocking you from seeing the higher truth, coming through the delusions into that higher truth so that you can see, have clarity in your current life situations. This is a really good opening. This particular deck, if anybody pulled it, this particular reading, it's good for having clarity in your life path, life issues, and your relationship to self. Okay, the third card in this particular reading, third and final card, is the card of anger. It's Four of Cups. And so now we're really moving into a deeper emotion where anger is sometimes considered stage four in the nervous system. There's 12 stages of the nervous system. And they each represent something, right? Well, stage four is when you're like, where you can use your anger to help push you out of, to help, you know, catapult you out of situations that you no longer want to be in. It's the statement of I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. So it's where anger is actually a divine right action. It's a divine anger to where it's able to say, I don't like being treated that way anymore, or I don't want to waste my life on this, or I'm tired of, you know, letting my money drain away in this way, or I'm just really ready for a new place in life now, a new phase. So this anger is you, in a sense, maybe standing up for this higher part of you that you're now getting in touch with, because the negativity and the delusion card were all about where you have maybe given your power away to others and you have discounted yourself. You have not valued your own self in the world and what you have to offer, and maybe just gone into protection. Well, now you're at a point where the anger card is like, I'm ready to move with this. I'm ready to go and free myself. And it's a healthy anger, in other words, in this case. So noticing that anger, being responsible with your anger, the best way to be responsible with anger is just being unconditionally loving within yourself and unconditionally honest with others without judging or projecting onto others. You just say how you feel versus project onto the other person. And then the angel that's helping us with this card is Rimliel, and it's the card of awakening. And this is from the angelic blessing cards. So just calling into the archangel Rimliel over lighting us, blessing us, clearing this space. And we're going to allow that angel to work on us as we take a break. So just breathe in, feel the energy, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Welcome back. I am Adrienne. You're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne. If you want to check out more of the things I have to offer, please go to mywildmagic.com. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. I do personal readings with people, Reiki initiations. I offer quests a couple times of the year, and your soul blueprint. There's also a free quiz to check out your tribes of light if you're interested in that as well, and a monthly, weekly meditation, Hearts on Fire meditation group. All right, so we're going to move right into the second card reading now. So if you tuned in and thought, yeah, the second card reading's for me, we're coming into that now, or you may find that you find a little bit of elements of your soul's evolution in all three of these decks, and that is right on time as well. Okay, so on the second reading then, we're looking at the major arcana card of balance and really learning how to balance our energy, balance our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And really in your energy field, how do you create balance? Like, what is it for you that creates balance? For me, it's definitely getting enough rest. Also, it's walking, physical movement. I'm really conscious about the foods I eat and getting enough water, things like that. And another really big one, honestly, is standing barefoot on the earth. After I do my morning sessions with people and clients, I usually go do that. I find that is super balancing. I think that sometimes that's why when people do take vacations, a lot of times they may be barefoot a little bit more or out in nature a little bit more. And that really does help to kind of create a balance. So yeah, balancing your energy. So this is going to be kind of the focal point of that. So I want you just to tune into your energy field for a moment and notice where you're not in balance. Like for me, sometimes I overwork. Sometimes I can also just overgive with my energy. So think about for a moment, what is it that you do that pulls you out of balance? Do you not get enough sleep? Do you drink too much coffee? Do you get caught up in other people's chaos? Do you not take enough quiet time? So what is it for you that pulls you out of balance? Okay, and then we're going to call into that Archangel Raphael energy to help bring you back into balance within your energy field. And with this one, we're also going to call in another being of light. It's the Great Divine Director. So calling forth to the Great Divine Director. And one of the things that the Great Divine Director does is they bring forth, it's like a rainbow ray. It's a rainbow ray of harmony. That's one of the higher qualities. It works oftentimes in the higher chakra system. But as we call it in, it'll start streamlining. So I'm just going to ask that everybody who's open and willing and wants it, for the Great Divine Director to stream down into our little quantum prayer field right now on our podcast, this rainbow ray of harmony, harmonizing our energy to bring us back into balance on a cellular level within our thoughts, our emotions and feelings, within our physical body, our cellular structure of light, our light body, and our spirit, that we come back into harmony and balance on all areas of our life. And we're going to ask the angels of balance, the angels of harmony, to please support us in creating new habits, because usually it's the habit part, good habits or bad habits, right? The good habits help to create balance for us. Bad habits usually bring us out of balance within ourselves. So we're going to ask these angels of harmony, angels of light are coming in, angels of balance, to please help each of us to let go of, transmute, delete, uncreate, with pure love and light, any bad habits. Just erase it, shut the door, clear it out, letting go of the bad habits. We just really don't need them any longer. And we want to call forth that energy of pure love and light from source energy to expand, open, teach us, align us with the good habits of taking care of ourselves and how to really be a benefit to ourselves, to really do good things for ourselves, to be congruent, to be compatible with our life choices that create balance. The cool thing about balance is it's like having really good core strength. Like if you imagined, you know, being on a surfboard or being on one of those things where you have to build core strength, balance is like that. So then you have resilience in life. So life is always full of ups and downs. That's just kind of the nature of life. And so when things happen and you're in balance with yourself, you've got this immense resource and this resilience to life. So if you physically get a cold, or if you financially lose money for some reason, or if you have a bad day or something occurs, you know, in your day that you just, you know, it's kind of a bit stressful, you got the resilience for it and you can actually start seeing it in a more positive light than a negative light. So you have more things to be grateful for. Gratitude is another great way of creating balance in your life, is calling into just seeking things throughout the day that you have gratitude for. And it's great to start your day with that, midday, end of day, just grateful, grateful, grateful goes a long way. It builds balance in your nervous system and it will strengthen you to have more resilience with life. But it also, in balance, it lets go of the chaotic things in life. Some people are still learning a lot through chaos. And usually chaos will tend to happen the further away we're getting kind of from our source connection, the more chaotic or negative life can be. The closer to center you are within yourself, the more balanced you are, and the stronger you are in being able to resist that chaotic flow. It just won't pull you out any longer, but you also won't really even attract it in. And if it does come into the sphere of your energy, you can just acknowledge it and keep on walking. So if chaos is a factor in your life, balance is a really good card for you to focus on right now and to align that and just kind of moving into the energy of balance. All right. So as we learn to balance our life, we got two really cool cards here. So I almost have to talk about them both at the same time, actually. So the next card in the deck is the Fool Child. It's the zero card. It's the highest card in the deck on that level. Zero card is the one that's kind of closest to spirit. But as you're creating balance for this new earth energy, this new life path that maybe all of us have an opportunity to step onto, you have a whole new beginning where it doesn't have to reflect the chaos of childhood or the chaos of the collective conscious or the chaos of the world or the chaos of the history of the planet. Right now, in all this new earth energy, you've got a whole new beginning happening here. And I'm going to go ahead and read both cards at the same time, because the next card that's coming up for us is the Death card. And, you know, so you've got the Fool Child that you're really moving into, but the Death card is like considered a shamanic death. It's where you are letting go of any of your shadow elements. You're letting go. It's like shedding a skin of a snake kind of energy, where you're literally letting go of a huge part of your identity. I feel like this Death card for us right in this moment is very personal. So you've got this new birth energy. At the same time, we are literally shedding our skin, aspects of our ego, aspects of our old identity that we have outgrown. So the Death card, think of it symbolically, a shamanic death, letting go of your belief systems, letting go of situations, people, your ego, aspects of your identity that no longer serve you. And the Fool Child is really here already kind of on the front end, that the part of you that came in with your divine plan and purpose is already in alignment. And sometimes what happens when you're in utero is that as a soul, you come onto the planet kind of in touch with your soul blueprint, really. Being in touch with your soul blueprint, sort of having this higher understanding, higher reason for why you're coming onto the planet. And it's there and it's intact. It's held in your DNA. In utero, you will start to pick up on the energy of the mother, right? So anything that any projection she has, any fears, any emotions, all the hormones and the chemicals, including that of your biological father. So, you know, and your whole family and the genetics on both sides of your family start to overshadow you in utero. So it may be that even you're coming in for this pure purpose over here, it might get overshadowed with the projections of other people along your genetic lineage. And right now, this is energy is going to be in reverse. You're going to come back to your true intention, have balance in your life, come back to your higher purpose for being here, your higher blueprint energy, let go of the projections that were been on you and letting go of all that you thought you were and returning back to who you truly are. So again, I'm going to say that one more time. We're actually letting go of who we think we are, which is oftentimes kind of an illusion, a lie, a delusion. And we're going to open up to who we really are in our energy field and having acceptance for that and our energy. So these two cards are actually going to be working really strongly right now, particularly as we're rebuilding this new earth energy and aligning our consciousness to that higher spectrum of light. And your DNA, we're going to go ahead and ask with Archangel Raphael that our DNA actually be ignited in our energy field to be able to hold the frequencies of this light that's coming onto the planet and the light within us that Archangel Raphael is helping to ignite our soul blueprint and ignite the literal living light inside of each of us. And then to help with that is this beautiful Archangel Shamuel, which is the Archangel for the heart center, dealing with love, adoration, and gratitude. So to help us in this transition of having more balance in our life, coming into the fool child, letting go of any of the energy of the old identity, the death card, the shamanic death, we have Shamuel, the angel of divine love, helping us to make this shift with ease and grace. So just calling in that angel, allowing that angel to enfold you, helping with that, if that was a deck you chose or there's something in that deck that you are relating to. And we are going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We have one more deck to go.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for returning for our third and final deck of today. And if you want to do more in terms of expanding your capacity for meditation, really going and soul traveling into the higher realms of light, the great central sun, and also getting to make a difference on the planet, check out the Hearts on Fire meditation group I offer every Wednesday. You can find that at mywildmagic.com. Okay, so our third deck that we got going on here today is, again, kind of evolving. It's like a storytelling in our Jungian psychology today, but is the Universe card. So as we're on this journey and we're kind of moving up, and the third deck may be the one that you're kind of relating to the most, we're really stepping out into the universe. And the universe is the final card in the deck. So we had the Fool Child, which is the zero card, first card in the deck. And now we're coming full circle on that wheel of life to the universe card here. So this is where you have, I like this card a lot because it relates to our DNA. And actually, even the Voyager cards, the basic artwork for the back is sort of a DNA sort of diagram that is on the back of the card. But the universe is all about opening you up to your soul blueprint, your DNA. What kind of special traits and higher soul attributes do you have are held in the DNA? So there's like a whole wisdom, a whole, you know, coding that goes on in there. And so your personal coding is like your code of honor. And so when you start to understand your soul blueprint, some of your higher spiritual aspects, it causes, it ignites like an awakening within you, and you start waking up to your soul level on a whole new platform of experience, just an entirely new way of being. So in this card, you've got your DNA internally awakening, your true life path, your divine life path, each and every day kind of awakening. You've got the universe that says, hey, I got your back. So this is the universe saying, hey, I got your back. Anything, any direction you want to go, I'm going to support you in. Then you got the universe card in front of you, clearing your path, saying, hey, your future is completely wide open. Whatever you most want, the universe is wide open to the field of potential, the field of all possibilities. And then you got the universe behind you saying, I got you back. I got you covered. I'm going to support you. Then you've got the universe inside of you saying that your DNA is open and awakening right as you do this. So universe card, super powerful, kind of a completion card as you come all the way through the wheel of life. So again, kind of a new beginning here in the universe card as well. All right. Next card coming up is Narrowness, Nine of Crystals. So nine is sort of the ending of one journey, the beginning of another. And similar sort of to the Delusion card, the Nine of Crystals, this Narrowness card, it can kind of go both ways. It can be that you are hyper-focusing on something, overthinking about something. So if you're overthinking about something, I would relax, let it go, turn it over to the universe. And a great way to do that is to, turn it over to, be organized by the universe. Let's go ahead and do that for a moment. So I want you to think about something in your life, maybe a project, a person, a relationship, a goal that you have in mind that maybe you're thinking a lot about or concerned about. And just bring that up for a moment. You can also just ask your soul to show you anything that might come up. So anything that you're kind of overthinking, overprocessing, kind of narrowing your mind on it. And we just want to let it go. So what we're going to do is we're going to take whatever it is that you're processing, that you're mentally sort of going through, thinking over, and we're going to turn it over to the divine mind, the heart of all creation, source energy, the pure love and light of source energy, and your I am presence to please organize whatever it is you're thinking about, to please organize it for your highest and best good. I just want you to notice, like, I instantly just felt a shift with that. But there's something that I'm thinking about, that I've been thinking about, I wasn't even thinking I was thinking about it. And all of a sudden it comes up and I'm like, wow, I am overthinking this. Darn, I should just let it go. Sort of like a let go and let God kind of card. So turning it over, again, asking Archangel Raphael, Ascended Master Hilarion, Pallas Athena, the Elohim of healing and creativity, to please support us. And anything we've been over-concerned about, worrying about, thinking about, turning it over. And just notice what guidance comes back. Maybe it just feels like a relief. Maybe it feels like there's some freedom. Just letting go of that energy. But notice how it feels when you turn it over to a higher power that has your best interest in mind. And I think a lot of times we sort of generate our own stresses. And so this narrowness card, as well as the negativity and the delusion card, can all be mental body cards. They're all cards of the mind, where the mind is sort of taking control of us, and an aspect of our unconscious issues, our ego, that kind of thing, are running the show. So we really want to kind of unravel that energy for a moment. Let it all go and just drop back into your heart, into your spirit self. And while we're at it, let's just connect to our inner child. And just breathing into whatever age inner child shows up for you in the moment, because that may be what's driving this hyper-focused, intense thinking process, worry, fear, anxieties that may be going on either obviously to you or in the background of your mind. So call forth your inner child. Notice what age shows up for you. You might visually see it, sense it, know it, however it shows up for you in your intuition. And just listen to that part of your inner child. It may be the reason that in your life now you are sort of over-processing things in your mind, feeling out of control of life. And we're just having compassion for that part of you. All parts of you have a right to be heard, and we are just having compassion with that part of you right now, listening to it, understanding it, making a heart-to-heart connection with it, a one-heart breath. Just telling that part of your inner child that you love it. I love my inner child so much. Everything's going to be okay. And we're going to turn any of this over to, again, the divine mind, heart of all creation, source energy, pure love and light, I am presence, to organize my life for the highest good of all concern, my relationships, my money, my health and well-being, my living situations, my job, my pets, children, loved ones, the earth. It's high impasse. We're usually pretty connected to a lot of different energy there. So just letting that energy go and just feeling how much better. Now, moving straight into our next card, which is going to complement the inner child, is the feeler card. And that's Child of Cups, the feeler. So kind of taking a breath and just making room for your own feelings. This is one thing I really like to do with my feelings is waking up in the morning. It's a great time to do it. Just wake up in the morning, and it doesn't have to be relevant to anything. Just how do I feel? And so let's just practice that for a moment, just making room for yourself, especially as high empaths and intuitives. We tend to be very concerned about other people's feelings and thoughts and the world. So for a moment, just breathe into, how do I feel? Just taking stock of how you feel in the moment. Again, we're going to ask Archangel Raphael to support us in our feeling body. dropping that feeling all the way down into our belly area, into the navel, just breathing into how do I feel? And then take that feeling tone and then just breathe into whatever word comes to you. For me, it was peaceful. For some days, it's going to be anxious or whatever, but whatever it is, just breathe into your deep belly area and let it unravel for a moment. And usually this works really, really well when you notice how you feel or what emotions. Sometimes you'll start with emotions and you'll start coming through them. And you essentially want to get to a place of peace, a more peaceful resonance. I just got back from a trip to Hawaii, and I don't ever usually think of Hawaii as a vacation place. I usually think of it as an initiation place. But the whole journey there was an initiation and an unraveling that on hindsight has kind of left me at a place of peace. You know, and so we can have these journeys, these quests. And so just breathing into noticing what do you need in this moment. And as you breathe through these emotions, it will eventually come to a place of peace. Because I just had a very cathartic last week. Peace was a little bit easier for me to come to in this particular moment. Then the final angel, which is one of my favorite angels, is the angel Sandalphon, dealing with power. It's Sandalphon deals with the zero chakra, which is the earth chakra. It's about 18 inches beneath our feet. And brings us into the manifestation of our life through the mighty flames of victory and going forth into a really aligning our life in the world with our personal power and manifesting from that level. So calling in Sandalphon, we're going to complete this angel reading, allowing that angel to bless you now. Thank you so much for participating and hope to see you next week. We're going to be working with some more inner child stuff, how to parent your inner child. So see you then.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.